Right now, though, we're talking about the random weird things that kids have said or done or... I don't know. Sometimes they just say, you know, it's the old saying. Kids say the darndest things. It's totally true. Or they do the most ridiculous things.
Hi, I was calling about the funny things that kids say.
Yeah.
So my kids are now 10 and 11. My daughter's 10. My son's 11. And when they were little, they used to take a tub together a lot.
Sure.
And one day, my son looked over at my daughter, and they were probably about 2 and 3. And he said, "What happened to your penis? Why don't you have a penis?" And she said, "I didn't need it. I broke it off and threw it away."
Do you ever remind them of that conversation?
We talk about it quite often, actually, and they think it's really funny. And for the longest time, she insisted that she used to be a boy until she broke her penis off and threw it away.
Well, better off. She's better off, probably. You're better off, probably.
Probably. She's the youngest of 6, and I didn't need any more boys.
That's right. All right, thanks for your call.
Of course. Have a great day.
Take care. Who's this?
Hi, this is Linda Santa Rosa. It's been a minute since I've called in.
Well, welcome back, Linda.
Thanks. Hey, so I'm calling to tell you about my daughter.
Uh-huh.
When she was little, she would not wear pants. Like, she couldn't put any, you couldn't put anything on her that was below the waist. And we used to fight about diapers, and then when she was in preschool, we used to fight about diapers and pants, and so... the best thing about that was one day, we also had to lock the deadbolt all the time because she was an escape artist. So one day, I don't know, apparently I forgot to lock the bolt and she got out and went screaming down the street with no pants on, no underwear, no nothing, just totally half naked. And, I didn't see this until it was a little too late. I heard the door kind of squeak open. And so I'm running down the street after this screaming toddler, and she's fat. She's still fat.
So, so
I can't
fast.
Catch her. The neighbors are starting to come out to look at this because it's just too ridiculous.
Yeah.
So one of them finally picked her up and brought her to me, and end of story. But, you know, it's giggle worthy.
And then this is where later in life you go, "Hey, remember that time you ran out of the house naked?"
Oh, we tell the story all the time.
Yeah, she probably loves it.
Yeah, she's giggling in the back seat right now.
Oh, okay, good. All right, Linda, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
When my oldest was probably 2 and we were potty training her, we went out to an Italian restaurant and she's like, "Oh my gosh, we gotta go take her to the bathroom." You know, always take her to the bathroom first because, you know, they're learning to not do. And she came back and I was like, "Oh, did you go to the bathroom? Everything okay?" "Yeah, I pooped!" Like, so loud in the restaurant. I was just sitting there like...
Did everybody applaud? Good girl.
Nice
job.
People were like, "Me too! This restaurant's terrible!" All right.